A film audiences have called
a sight to remember.
Amazing, the Chicago Tribune says.
It was okay, Billy from Kent.
I cried my eyes till they bled, is the name of the film.
A film has blown audiences and critics away.
And actually physically blown them.
Be swept away by great visuals.
Amazing breasts.
Terrible plot lines.
Starring Nicolas Cage. Obviously. And John Travolta. Because we haven't seen him in much recently.
This time, he's not wearing a wig.
And this time, he is all the way gay.
Nicolas Cage plays
himself.
Down on his luck.
As a child. It's the greatest acting challenge of them all. Daniel Day-Lewis isn't in this film. Written by Martin Scorsese.
And based off a half-assed funny meme.
By the Star Wars kid.
This is Crying Your Eyes Out.
AKA Shitballs the Musical.
Rated S for shit.
Warning, many animals were harmed in the making of this film. Especially cats.
Welcome to a brand new podcast. You're with your host, Lindsay Price, and the co-host, Michael Snitch, my friend of 20-something-ish years.
Yeah.
Being friends since year one, and decided way back in the day that they were going to be stars on the digital world.
Yeah, wow, that's quite an intro. There you go.
I've got the mega confused face. What are you doing?
What is this?
What are you saying, Lindsay?
I told you never to do this again.
Sorry.
Although it is nice to be back as the second name on the podcast. Because I remember when he first started broadcasting it together, we used to be originally Lindsay and Snitch.
Lindsay and Snitch.
Yeah, and then we thought it sounded a little bit too weird.
Yep.
So we switched it around, did the old Snitch and Lindsay switcheroo.
And cut off the end of Lindsay.
Yeah.
So it's just Linz.
So it's just Linz, and we misspelt it as well. That's why it's L-I-N-S.
Yeah.
It should probably be I-L-N-D-S. But I digress, Lindsay. Yeah. We have a massive podcast for you today. What are we going to be talking about?
We're going to be talking about
Movies. Yeah, we are going to be, we're not going to be talking about that.
We're talking about brain freezers.
Mm-hmm. More on that later.
Stay tuned. Starling News Michael, Pope Benedict is back.
About time.
I know, where's he been for the last 2 months?
Yeah, just off, you know, in the Bahamas or something.
Touring the country somewhere.
So where's he back to?
He's back to the Vatican. Pope Benedict is moving back into the Vatican, even though Pope Francesco is the actual Pope right now.
What?
Yeah.
Why?
Just to hang out.
Just didn't have anything to do.
Yeah, he hasn't got anywhere to go.
Didn't feel like paying the rent.
It's like, Francesca, you got this one, right?
Yeah, you got this, buddy. You're Pope now.
I'm just going to sleep on the couch, you know. Yeah.
I know I pulled out early from poping, but still, I mean, you can pay it.
You can pay it, right? Pope's got the
Just sell your red slippers off. They cost a bomb.
You know, occasionally we'll mix up who's gone out on the balcony. You know,
Yeah.
Throw people off.
Yeah, I'd be like, wait a second. That's not... That's Benedict.
No, you got us, Benedict. He's wearing the white sheets. But he's moving back into the Vatican, which is kind of like unprecedented. It's never happened before. And people are like, oh, what's going on here? And people are interested. They want to know what's happening behind the scenes. What's like two popes in one Vatican?
Oh, there'd be plenty of shenanigans going down for sure.
Oh, there'd be a lot of funny things going on behind those doors. And people want to know and see these things. So what's hot at the moment? Reality TV.
Oh, of course.
Celebrity Splash.
My Kitchen Rules.
All those great shows. TV producers have picked up on this.
I think great's a stretch.
This is a little bit of a stretch. TV producers have seen this and gone, let's get behind the scenes here. Let's get a show. Two popes, one Vatican, zero responsibilities. Benedict, come on in, son.
Hey, how you doing, Francesca?
Not too
up
much.
Up here? Woo, yeah.
Well, what's happening?
Oh, you know, just seeing the countryside. Good to be back, though.
Yeah, man. Come on in.
Thanks. How you doing, man?
Yeah, good. Yeah, just changed up the place since you've left.
Oh, yeah. I noticed it's just a different colour scheme. That's all right.
Yeah. Just, you know, we've got rainbow colours now, trying to reimagine ourselves.
It's different.
Know.
All right, fair enough.
Connect with the youth kind of thing.
I understand. Yeah. Sweet. All right. Well, where's my quarters?
Your quarters? Yeah, just in, just here in this, monastery over here.
Stuff.
Whoa, man, that's a lot of stuff.
Yes, woo. There's a few bottles in there, actually.
Oh, Benedict, what are you doing?
Duty free.
Oh, look at you, flying around the country.
Yeah, well, you know, it's how I like to roll.
You couldn't really leave the Vatican last time, could you?
No, I couldn't. So, I've lived a little bit, not going to lie. You notice the dreads, obviously.
Yeah, and I can see YOLO is actually tattooed on your chest there.
Yeah. Well, I see, I mean, that's the...
That's the least of my worries, if you know what I mean. You should see where all the other tattoos are, right?
Okay. Whoa, all right. Okay.
All right, I'm going to go to my room. I'll be back in a bit.
Okay, cool. Where the hell's that noise coming from? Benedict's room. I'm going to trash this. Oh, stuff everywhere on the floor. Freaking Benedict. Hang on. Benedict, what are you doing, son?
Smoke on the water.
Hey, there's water everywhere in the hallway.
Francesca, mate, no, what's going on?
Benedict, what the hell are you doing to this Vatican, man?
You're just living it up, right? You know, it's just not every day you get to come back to the Vatican, you know? Just,
yeah, look at it, you've charged for room service.
Shots, everyone! Francesca's here, he's buying drinks.
No, there's no communion. Sweet. No communion.
Three, two, one. Oh.
Oh, no, you have sinned,
that
my brother.
That goes down well. Oh, no, I didn't sin. I'm drinking the blood of Christ.
No, that's not the blood of
Christ.
That's
delicious. No, it is. I blessed it before, so it is.
No, you can't bless it anymore. I'm the Pope. I'm the Pope, and only I can bless the things. I've got the magic touch. Oh, well, hang on. Where are you going? Hey, whoa! Not in the holy water! Oh, not funny. In the holy water!
I broke the seal.
No!
Break the seal.
No, don't break the seal. We need to bless that with orphans tomorrow.
Well, you've been blessing them with piss.
You've trashed the place. There's pizza boxes everywhere.
You know what? F*** you.
Whoa.
Because I used to be the Pope.
Hey, right? Benedict, you better watch your mouth, because that is blasphemy. Hey,
check this out.
Hey, that's the hat.
Oh, look at me. I got a big white on my head. Yeah.
No.
Hey, man. Hey, Francesca, don't tell anyone this, all right?
Yeah.
Don't tell anyone this. I used to sneak in Kit Kats and Morobes to the thing.
Is that what those chocolate stains are from?
So I could have a nibble in the middle of the thing. Yeah,
what, during the blessing, you'd sit there in communion just going, hey, I can get some Kit Kats.
Oh, sorry. Someone's talking to me on Snapchat.
Hey, I'm trying to talk to you.
You want a photo under my robes, don't you, bitch? All right, here
we
go.
Put that away.
John.
No, no jocks. No jocks. We've got enough bad publicity as it is.
Hey, you want, I've got the Domino's ad. Do you want some pizza?
No, you've already got pizza boxes piling up here.
Yeah, but I'm hungry.
Are you drunk?
No, I'm not drunk. No.
Drunk of the blood of Christ?
No, I'm not drunk. I didn't drink that much of that. I am high, though.
No, you shouldn't be high. Yeah. You should be high with the Spirit.
Yeah.
The Spirit, this Holy Spirit, the Trinity, which we're meant to represent.
Hey, what's the weirdest confession you've ever had?
Yeah, true. That's a pretty funny one.
Yeah? What was yours about?
Ah, some guy shitted in his pants whilst wearing a wetsuit and couldn't get it out.
Well, that's pretty funny.
It's pretty funny. It's not that hardcore, but what have you heard?
Oh, well, this guy, right?
Yeah.
I don't know what his name was. He's American, though.
Okay.
He's
American. Oh, well, they're always up,
always up to something, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. Apparently, he started a war in Iraq, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, started a war there, and then just didn't pull the soldiers out until, like, ages.
Fucking hell.
I don't know who he was, though.
That's messed up.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
How do you forgive something like that?
Nice, easy.
You just throw some holy water and then it's done.
Done.
Yeah. It's like the Spirit has blessed you.
Here's another little confession for you.
Okay, tell us another confession.
I was pretty messed up the entire time I was here. Not I was just smoking whatever.
Yeah.
Other, you know,
you know that white
monks.
Smoke? You know that white smoke that comes out?
Yeah,
we all know what that is.
Yeah, we know what that was. It was crack. It was crack.
Hardcore.
Just some hardcore crack cocaine just up the keister.
Yep, yeah, that's how they get the white effect.
Yeah, that's how they get it. You know, who got it for me too?
Who got
the
it?
The monks.
The monks got it for you.
Have you not spoken to the monks yet? I told Pete to talk to you. He gets the best shit, mate.
Yeah?
Best shit.
See, it's hard to get them past those Swiss guards because they're really good.
Yeah.
They're just always like, they steal it for themselves.
That's true. They're all on the chuff. Yeah. They're just chuffing it up. Can't stand. Anyway. Look, I gotta go.
Where are you going? You've been here for like...
Oh, no, there's a Slayer concert on happening tonight. It's a bit of a drive. I gotta go.
Hey, you can't take the Pope Mobile. Don't take the Pope Mobile. I need that.
Nah. I'll get it. I'm good to drive.
No, you're not good to drive.
Where's the keys?
It's like you're gonna bring like you have dead ladies dancing in there. Don't do it. Benedict, get out. This year, I have started a new job, being a teacher.
Yep.
And
teaching the youth of the country.
Teaching the kids of Western Sydney.
Have I ever mentioned I'm proud of you?
Really?
Being a teacher?
No.
Just getting out there and learning some kids. Learning them.
learning them.
Yep.
Sounds like you need an education.
You learned them good. Oh, no, I think I'm just fine. Righty.
Well, I'm not an English teacher, but I'll arrange something for you.
Yeah, I made it through primary
school.
I'll
get you some homework you can do. You can work on the podcast. That's pronunciation.
All pronunciation.
But these kids, you got to love them. Gotta love them, but they're just a bit of a handful sometimes.
Oh, well, you know, kids, that's what they're going to be like.
Yeah.
That's what kids are like.
They just get to you sometimes.
Hey, we've all been there. We were all kids at one point.
Yeah, but we weren't all teachers at some point, Michael. We didn't have to put up with the kids.
You see,
we were one of them.
When I left high school, I left kids.
Yep.
And I didn't have to deal with them anymore, which is great.
And you grew up.
And you've just gone right back into it.
Just a little bit stressful.
Oh. Well,
dealing with them.
Yeah, I can
dealing
imagine.
With these kids. Mm. So much so that I've noticed something about my body that's happening.
Is it the hair? Is it the hair?
The hair is really falling out.
Oh, I was going to say the extra hair.
In other places, ears, nose, chest, it's moving, it's migrating for the winter. Mm. And something else I've noticed is my eyelid has started twitching because of the stress, because there is so much pressure in looking after these kids that regularly, maybe hourly, my eye twitches.
Hourly, on the hour.
On the hour, quarter past any hour.
Every hour on the hour. That's
it will start twitching. I'm just like, here it is again.
It's eye twitching.
The hourly twitches.
Mate, if it's been 8 weeks of being teaching and your eye is already twitching.
Yep.
This is not a great sign.
It's a good sign.
It's a couple of years. Your whole face is going to be going mental. It's going to be like, oh, I'll twitch face over
twitchy.
There. Hey, you got twitch face for maths? Yeah, I've got twitch face. He's a good fun maths teacher. You never know if he's angry or if he's sad.
His face is all about.
He always looks like he's on some type of drug.
Yep.
I mean, he may very well be. Who knows?
I probably will be by that point.
Yeah, that's a great point.
But it's starting to get to me, Michael, because it started off with a little twitch.
Mm.
I think eventually my eye is going to be popping out of its socket, just like the teacher of Daria.
Oh, there you go.
Just get on with your work, kids.
You know what you need? You need something that calms you.
Something that calms me?
Yeah. You need to calm down in classes, okay? Maybe like a security blanket. You know from like Peanuts?
Yeah.
You know there's that kid that's always got security blanket?
Oh, yeah.
So whenever you start stressing out, just get your blanket out, rub it on your face. Kids won't mind.
Yeah.
Trust me.
Kids won't tease me.
If there's one thing about teenagers is that they're understanding.
They're understanding. They embrace differences.
Yeah, they do.
They're just like, he's just got his blanket. That's Mr. Price's way of dealing with the stress.
You're going to be called Blankier from
Blanky.
Blanky,
yep.
You're going to be called Blanky. Or Towley. Yeah, like from South Park.
I just need to calm down at work. Something just to release.
Well, you've got my suggestion, so take that on board. Maybe some chamomile tea as well.
Yeah.
Which is a great thing about that is if the kid starts mucking up, you can just throw it in their face.
Not a good move. I can tell you're not a teacher.
So I had a fantastic conversation with my dad the other day, and I have a lot of good conversations with him.
Yeah, he's a great guy.
He's a fantastic guy. But we were at McDonald's, right, going through the drive-thru. And he loves the frappes at Macca's. Do you know what the frappes are?
Yeah, they're kind of like Slurpees or smoothies or something like that.
Yeah, like a Slurpee smoothie because they're kind of dairy-based, but they're also got the consistency of a Slurpee, right?
Okay.
Delicious, I have to say. I tried it, and that's the first time I'd actually tried it, and I was like, oh, that's good.
Yeah.
That's a bloody good frappe. And I don't blame him for loving them. But he told me driving back home with this frappe, right?
Yeah.
And he starts chatting to me, and he goes, I love these frappes, Michael, but I tell you what, sometimes when I drink it too fast, I get this pain just like at the top of my head and it's painful. It's like an ache in my head.
Agony.
Yeah. And then I just realized, oh my God, Dad, you've never had a brain freeze.
He's never had a brain freeze. He's 60 years old, never had a brain freeze in his life.
Not once. And I'm just like, well, you know what that is? That's a brain freeze, right? That happens all the time. Like half of my childhood was all brain freeze. That's how much I love Slurpees.
And what was his reaction to that?
I guess that's what it is then.
Is this a common occurrence for drinking cold drinks?
Apparently it's not. He drank it too quickly, got this cold sensation in his head, and he just didn't know what to call it. He just thought, well, this must be something wrong. My brain must have a hole in it somewhere where it's like leaking into my head.
What if he has to go to the doctors and goes, Doc?
Yeah, Doc. I've got a serious problem here.
Something is wrong with me.
Doc's going to be like, well, what is it?
Yeah.
You know,
lay it on me. I've seen everything.
Yeah, I've seen everything. And Mr. Snitch, I know you do not come in here unless there is something seriously wrong. But Sir, what is it? Tell me. And he goes, well, I drink these frappes too fast, and suddenly it feels like my head's about to explode, okay?
And the doctor turns around and goes,
get out! Don't waste my time again!
Introducing Tit Puncher 2.
The Tittening.
Now it's personal.
Starring
Andrew Dumitru.
That's right, the AFL guy.
He's in there punching dicks.
The dick injects. Critics are raving.
How good this film is at
being hilarious.
Holy shit. The visuals will blow you away like Avatar.
And cars. Lots and lots of cars.
Exploding.
Be sure to check out
Tit Puncher 2.
The Tittening.
Only select cinemas, as in dodgy ones.
Now, I realised the other day that I had not mentioned something to you, Lindsay, very important to me.
Okay.
That I just had absolutely neglected to tell you about.
What are you talking about? Something very important that you've forgotten to tell your best friend.
Yeah, I know. It's hard to believe, but Lindsay, man, it was from about 8 years ago now as well.
Okay, so...
It's a little delayed, I'm just saying.
When we were delayed. In high school, I guess you could say.
Yeah, it was the end of high school, actually.
Okay.
The very end of high school.
Schoolies?
Not schoolies, just before schoolies, okay?
Okay.
It was my formal, okay? And at my formal, a lot of schools do this. We have student awards.
Yep.
That people give out to, you know, students. Students give to other students, basically.
Oh, okay, that's a bit different.
Yeah. You know, the students organise them and then you vote. Whatever.
Okay, so recognize the student body is recognizing good students amongst them.
Yeah, and there's silly awards and stuff, but okay. You know, deep down, they mean something. They mean something. So I, Lindsay, managed to pick myself up an award.
Okay? What was the award about? Was it worst dressed on the night?
No.
The person who's going to get least successful in their career?
I was very, very handsome on the night, so it definitely wasn't that. It was nicest guy in the year. Nicest guy in the year. Thank you very much.
Yep.
Play me out, Johnny.
Too bad nice guys come last, Michael.
You mean they finish last?
Finish last.
I believe they do, but you know what? I got a little bit extra than the nicest guy. I also got second handsomest. So there we go.
Second. Oh, come in second. Second handsome.
No, that's a lie. I only got nicest.
Well, Michael, that's nothing.
As if they give out a second handsomest award.
Just to rub it in. Just to rub his balls. You got second handsome.
Second handsome. Oh, well, la-di-da.
Michael, that's nothing. Nothing. I can trump you on awards.
What do you mean?
You know, I've got, when I was at school, I got a bazillion awards. A bazillion. I got a fishing trophy from outside school.
Oh, we all got trophies from clubs we were in. Okay. I got gymnastics trophies and horse riding trophies.
Horse riding. Who are you?
Hey, I'm the man from friggin' Snowy River, man. Get out of town. He rode a horse.
I've got a fishing award. That's real Australian for you.
Fishing?
Yeah. Chucking out the burley, catching brim.
What's a fish like? Oh, your arm length kind of thing?
Yeah.
A horse. This is a giant animal, man. I control it. I control that animal.
La-ti-da with your little black helmet on.
This wasn't dressage.
I'm Michael Schnitch.
This wasn't dressage. This is cross country.
Oh, my goodness. Get out of town. Get out of here.
But like I'm saying, okay, so I got those awards, but I don't bring them up because you get them from your clubs all the time. They give away, you know, attendance awards.
Okay, well, school awards count, okay?
Yeah.
Let's have a tally.
Fine.
You've got your one nice man award over there.
Which technically wasn't an official award. It was a piece of laminated paper. Yeah.
I've got, from the school, the teachers have recognised me.
Oh, well.
And said, you know what?
Teachers, Pat.
Lindsay, he's a great guy. Let's give him the citizen award.
What does that mean?
It's when the mayor of the Hawkesbury comes to my school and says, you know what, Lindsay, you've done such a good job over this year. We're going to recognise you as the model citizen of the Hawkesbury.
And
I'm thank you. Thank you, Mr. Mayor.
Thank you.
And not only did I get this once, but twice.
You got it twice.
03 and 05, end of the year.
From the same mayor?
He didn't come the second time. But, you know, he gets the point. I got a medallion. I'm just like...
They actually told him what it meant the second time.
The stage elevated as I as my arms come out. Oh, lasers and smoke came out.
It's the model citizen.
Well, it was a great moment. Okay, and you've just got some crappy laminated piece of paper. Hey,
my peers voted me the nicest guy. My peers, my, you know, my equals. That's what matters.
What it's is this, communism?
You're the, yeah, this is what it is. I'm starting my own communist party.
Oh,
I'm
not
the nicest guy of the year.
Get out of here. Now I'm crappy Stalin. No.
He also got the nicest guy in the year award.
Every year.
Linz, I feel that we don't get out into the community enough.
We don't.
We want to get out into the street and ask some questions of some people. We want to find out what they're about.
What? Find out what people are listening and what they're feeling, what their motivations are, what their attitudes are. We want to know about people.
Yeah. So we did exactly that. We went to Darling Harbour. Whenever you're listening to this, we went that day.
Yeah, that
but
day.
The specific day that we were recorded was a few weeks ago. So here it is, Snitch and Linz.
Easter Monday Fun Time Quiz.
We're in Darling Harbour.
Yes, we are.
We're doing Snitch and Linz.
Easter Monday Fun Time quiz.
Hello, sir. You're enjoying your Easter Monday?
We got a nod.
Would you like to answer a couple of questions for an Easter egg?
We'll give you the Easter egg up front because we like to give the money up front.
Okay, here we go. Sonic or Mario?
Mario.
Mario, beautiful. Vans or Converse?
Converse.
iPhone or Android?
Android.
What's the most important part of a sandwich?
The taste.
The taste. Yeah. I like that.
I like that answer.
Although it is wrong, unfortunately, is the bread. What song describes your life?
Pre-marriage or after?
Spreading Christmas cheer. Can we do an interview?
I'd be interviewed all the time.
Fantastic.
I'm sort of like the ambassador of Canada today.
Really?
Yeah, awesome. Yeah. Sonic or Mario?
Yeah.
Video game characters. Which one would you choose? Sorry.
Oh, geez. Well, I don't... is it like Mario Brothers?
Yeah, like Mario Brothers.
Well, I know Mario, but I don't know Sonic.
Okay, we'll go with Mario.
Did you not, this is meant to be rapid fire.
Oh, okay. Well, I'm a North American. I can't be quick. It takes me a long time to speak.
What's your name, firstly?
Peter.
Peter? Nice to meet you, Peter. Sonic or Mario?
Mario.
iPhone or Android?
iPhone.
Okay, Spitz or Swallows? We're talking about mouthwash. Oh, you've got such a filthy mind. Okay.
Now, let's say you're in Japan and they want you to advertise a product. What product would you advertise?
Well, I guess they might have to pay me an awful lot of money to advertise green tea because it's foul.
Have you ever heard of Snitch and Linz?
No.
Well, okay, well, that's us. So
that's us. That's
embarrassing.
Okay.
That's fine.
We have now. You got the card.
That's right, that's fine. Are you aware that you look like Elvis? You look fantastic. I love your songs. Are you a proper impersonator of Elvis?
No, I'm not. I'm afraid, no.
Really? So you dressed up
like him? I don't sing like him.
Oh, nothing. No, nothing like that? No. You're just a massive fan.
Because I sang it last time. I sang in the shower when the water turned off. So I don't sing anymore.
Oh, he's got the leg moves! You got the belt, you got the shirt, you've done everything, the glasses, hairstyle.
But then I got his stomach too.
And there you have it. It was Linz, Easter Monday Fun Time quiz. Many laughs were had by some people. Funnily enough, not a lot of Sydney siders there.
No, I don't think we spoke to one person from Sydney.
No, they were all from Adelaide or overseas somewhere, a lot from Europe.
Yeah, that's Easter Monday for you though.
Yeah.
We're such a multicultural country. We spoke to one couple. It was a lady and her son from England. I couldn't even tell where they were from. They were that quiet.
They were that shy. Well, they did have serious jet lag.
That's true.
So, you know, we'll go give them that.
We made it much, much worse.
We did. Us two Australian guys yelling at them, would you like to do an interview?
You know what I need when I stop down in Sydney after a 15-hour flight? A redhead and a short dude yelling at me.
And that's what we did.
Yeah, it's good fun. Enjoyed it. And there's going to be a few more of them coming up.
Yeah, we're going to hit the streets more often and hopefully get some video action going.
Yeah, well, we'll see. We'll see.
We'll see.
I don't know whether we've got faces for TV just yet.
Well, you don't.
I can't. Yeah.
Yeah, we know you can't see. Your eyes are all screwed up at the moment. I'm sneezing uncontrollably.
I'm actually allergic to something in this room.
Something in this room you're allergic to?
Yeah, I've developed allergies as I've got older, which is just fan-friggin-tastic, isn't
it? That's not great.
Because my mum has always been super allergic to stuff like dust and stuff like that. She'll just, poof, off the handle, sneeze and just, achoo! Achoo! All the time.
Yeah.
Right? She's nuts for a bit of allergy
Maybe
stuff.
She should clean her house.
Well, she does. It's when she cleans the house that it happens.
Oh, okay.
Mixes all the dust up.
Sorry,
it's not the dust that's already in the house.
That was a low blow. Oh, man. Sorry, Mrs. Snitch.
Oh, but my eyes are so itchy now. It is ridiculous.
Yeah, you're allergic to something in this room. Okay, I'm going to start throwing things at you.
Yeah,
and if you sneeze, you're allergic to this. Okay, here's a pen. You can hear the impact. Not allergic to that.
Oh, well, there you go.
Okay, here's a drumstick.
No, don't throw it at the drumstick.
Okay.
Don't throw the cowbell either. No, not the microphones.
Okay.
Not the garbage bin.
There's nothing else really in here. Oh, like a mouse. There's a mouse. Keyboard mouse.
You know what it is?
What's wrong with your eyes?
You know what it is, Lindsay?
What is it?
When we're on the podcast, this is the only time we hang out. I'm allergic to you.
Dun, dun, dun! Allergic to his best friend. That should be like a new movie.
Yeah.
Like they were best friends
next
for 20
week on
years.
The Bald and Beautiful.
Coming this summer or autumn, we haven't decided yet.
A movie that has audiences saying,
I can't believe they could say that.
And
was that even a movie?
And I can't believe it's not butter.
Starring
Nicolas Cage
and
Natalie Portman.
Oh yeah,
the hottest girl around.
Now you're interested, aren't you? You sick. In this one, she gets her top off,
all the way off.
Not like that time in
Black Swan.
Yeah, it was just like half off.
Yeah, it was only half off.
This time,
it's all the way off.
So guys, bring your girlfriends too.
Yes. The, what?
The film, the name of the film.
Oh, Honey, I Shrunk the Dicks.
Oh, that guy who went swimming.
I was in a pool, based off a short film by George Costanza. Starring George Costanza as Jason, whatever his last name is.
I was in the pool!
And Courtney Cox as a lady with a name, the last name that's Cox. That's why it's funny. That's why she's in the film. Only reason.
This movie will inspire
a generation of men
to avoid swimming in all costs.
Don't lie, you go see it.
You wanna know?
You wanna know? Natalie Portman's disgusted by this film. Why is she even in this?
So be sure to see the name of the film, which we forgot, coming out in sometime autumn or
the 37th of September.
That date is when it shall be at 2 p.m.
Bring the money.
Let's all go to the lobby.
Rated PG. Linz, yo. I was at the parents' place the other night watching a good old BBC drama with Mum.
Yep.
She loves the ABC, loves a good BBC cop drama. And I tell you what, they are a dime a dozen these days.
The cop dramas?
Yeah, yeah. There's so many of them. I can't even remember what its name was because they all meld into one for me.
We've got The Bill, Midsummer Murders, heaps of them.
Miss Marple. Yep. I don't know whether that counts as a cop drama, but, you know, detective dramas and crimes and stuff.
Yeah, not Inspector Rex. That's German, obviously.
It's
across the Europe border.
Yeah, that's different. That's a dog.
That solves crime somehow.
But I'm talking like straight down the line serious cop dramas, right?
Okay.
They run for like an hour and a half. They run for ages.
Man.
It's like a full movie.
It is like a full movie every week.
And you know what the most annoying thing is? I'm starting to see a lot of parallels in these, all right?
Okay, what do you mean?
This is the main one that I've noticed, okay? The detective, right? Someone's murdered someone.
Yeah.
All right? They go around to their house as there's a suspect. They go around to the suspect's house and they're like, you know, what did you do?
Yeah.
This is the main thing I've noticed when they go around to the suspect's house. The first thing they do is they just touch some shit. Just touch shit.
So while they're interviewing the suspect.
They'll be walking around going, so. And there'll be a piano there or something. And they'll be like, boom, boom, boom. How did you know? How did you know the victim? Yeah. How'd you know him? And there'll be like a toy on the side of the thing. They'll be like,
it's like squeaking the toys and stuff.
Yeah, yeah.
So just playing, picking up anything that they find whilst trying to interview.
Yeah, exactly, yeah. Just messing with people's stuff. And it hasn't even ever gotten, like, I figure, like, they're detectives, right?
Yeah.
They're allowed to maybe look for clues, you know?
Okay,
maybe check out what's going on. But it's nothing ever to do with the actual crime. It's just random stuff.
Just picking up stuff like a garage sale.
It's a Game Boy on the ground. Just, like, starts playing the game. She was decapitated. Was that you? it's really annoying. It's starting to frustrate me. It's got all these, and it's that, and also the fact that there's always the love interest between two detectives as well.
There is always that.
Every single
Bones
time.
Is the perfect example of that.
Yeah.
That's an American one.
Yeah, yeah.
But in every cop drama investigation,
it's becoming less and less subtle between them, okay?
Okay.
Because usually it's like there's a just kind of hinted at. All right?
Oh, yeah.
But for some reason these days, people are just too stupid to get it. So they're literally like waking up naked next to each other in bed now.
It's like, oh, maybe I solved that crime.
Because you're always just like, oh, will they, won't they? Have they been together before? And then bam, full nude scene. There we go.
It's like, happens again.
Yep. So I'm just getting sick of these BBC dramas. Pick up your game because I have to watch them with my mum, all right?
Well, so we've got to make it a bit more mysterious, a bit more straightforward, a bit more edgy.
A little edgier, you know?
Okay, what do you mean? Tell us your BBC drama. What's the perfect one?
Okay, well, this is here. This is how
so detectives
it,
walk in, looked at the suspect straight in the eye and goes, you did it, didn't you?
You did it, all right?
Case
and then the guy goes,
closed.
Yeah, the guy goes, I bloody well did.
And that's 2 minutes.
That's it.
That's a 2 minute episode.
Yeah, that's not an hour and a half. Just wrap it up.
Wrap it up.
And with the murders as well, make them much more gruesome, okay? This is one that I watched the other night. All they had was like a little cut. Like she stabbed him with some scissors or something, all right? If you're going to have a murder in there, make it interesting, you know?
I've seen some ridiculous murders.
Yeah,
Michael, those shows.
I know, but this is the BBC ones. I have to watch them with my mum, so make them more interesting.
So you're sitting there twiddling your thumbs like, man, I wish someone would just get absolutely butchered here.
Yeah, I reckon someone just like an axe to the face.
We need samurai swords. We need
Dexter-style, just premeditated...
butcher's knives kind of
chopped
stuff.
Up into pieces.
Yeah, probably unrecognizable.
Someone's had sex with the body.
Blended.
You know? Yeah, yeah.
Well, I wouldn't say sex with the body. That's a bit rough.
Nah. Wouldn't put it past him. Wouldn't put it past him. Seriously. Well, have you seen Law and Order?
I do not want to watch these shows.
This is the difference between Law and Order SVU and a BBC drama. Law and Order SVU is just messed up. Like sexual crimes.
Yeah.
And dead bodies everywhere. And someone's getting f***ed in the ear.
No.
It's just... No. Pick up your game, BBC.
No,
all right?
BBC, the way you are. Stay the way you are.
Getting left behind, all right?
I just want to see him pick him up shit and go, oh, yeah.
Next time I watch The Bill, I want to see Buddy, one of the inspectors just picking up a head and going, well, there's some semen in here.
Snitch, I'm worried.
Yep.
Because I've discovered something recently about my body and I feel that things are kind of slipping now.
Man, I've got to break something to you, Lens, man.
What?
You went through puberty a while back. It's not that. Just got to let you know. You went through puberty before anybody else. So just don't worry about
it. The second coming of the growth of hair.
Yes. Oh my God.
It's like, can that man get any hairier? Apparently.
It's cousin It's coming through the door. Look out.
Now, this is what I'm worried about.
Yeah.
When I've started exercising a little bit, it's a shock in itself.
Yeah, that is a shock.
When I'm like jogging on the spot or going for a jog, I can hear like a clicking. I was like, what the hell is that? Now, I don't think it's in my ear. It might be my eardrum just kind of moving about.
Is it like in the side of your head?
Yes! It feels like it's kind of like near the back of my neck somewhere.
I get the exact same thing. I have no idea what the f*** that is.
What the hell is that thing?
I have no idea. There's a little click that's in the side of your head every now and then. I'll be walking along and it'll just be like,
click, click. Yeah. What is that?
I have no idea. I don't know. There's maybe like a little person in there just kicking my eardrum. I don't know.
I thought it was like your brain kind of like ticking over, like, come on, let's get this thing rolling.
It's a little, what do you call those little things that you carry with you? A little pedometer?
Yep.
Just keeping how many strides you're doing. That's all it is. It's built in. I've got no idea what it is.
I'm a bit worried because I don't know what it is. It feels like a loose connection, like a loose wire in my brain is going... I can only do it when I'm jogging up and down. I'm like, what the hell is that? I thought it was like my earbuds moving about. Happens when I don't have earbuds. I'm like, something is wrong.
This is the difference between you and I, Lindsay. See, this has been happening for like 10 years with me and I have not cared a single thing about it. Haven't worried about it at all.
That's weird.
The second it happens to Lindsay, you're just like, well, that's it. I've got brain cancer. There we go. It's wrong. So I've got...
It's draining out.
Yeah, that's my liver's gone up to my ear and now it's leaking out and it's making clicking noises. So that's how we go.
How do you live? How do you live with the click every day? Every walk, every step is a click.
Yeah.
How do you go on?
I don't know. It's just you. Just gotta live your life one step at a time.
One click at a time.
One click at a time, buddy.
Straight after
we recorded that segment, I've just shown Lindsay apparently, because you were wondering about a click that's happening in your head.
Yeah.
But my knees, yeah, I was just like, oh yeah, but that happens all the time. Like, I thought you were gonna say your knees do it, because mine do it. And you were just blown away when I did this. So I don't know if you're gonna be able to hear this on mic, but let's try this, all right? Okay, I'm just gonna move that chair. All right, so this is me just bending down, like bending both knees to a squat.
Go for it.
You ready? What? There was only one knee that did it that time, but usually both do it here. Yeah, so that's not good,
every
right?
Every time you bend down, your knees crack.
Yeah, yeah.
And not in a good way.
Well, my karate instructor described it as having a Bic lighter in both knees.
It does not. I think you're not going to be able to walk.
No,
we need to get amputate those legs right away. It's that time of the week again.
We just did like a one take, which I totally forgot to record, of you singing and me like beatboxing.
Yeah, it was.
But the magic is gone.
It went for like a whole minute of us just, you know, on the spot. It was rhyming.
Amazing.
It was awesome.
Yeah, it was fantastic.
But now that magic is gone.
Didn't record it.
Didn't record it.
Now I'm a little bit down in the dumps. So you know what's going to help that?
Some meditation?
Yeah, it is. Yeah.
You know, it always helps me out.
It sure does.
Well, I've got a question.
Mm-hmm.
why do they call them speakers when they don't actually speak?
Valid point.
Exactly.
We got to the guy who called them speakers and go, mate.
They don't speak. What are you doing? They could call them sounders.
Sounders.
Yeah.
Because sound comes out of them.
Yeah.
Get together, mate. Come on.
Hey, Liz.
Yeah.
Are you aware that a Palmer?
Shana.
What?
Parmigiana.
Yeah.
Just making sure our international listeners know what a Palmer is. It's a Parmigiana.
Wait, a Parmigiana. Are you aware that that's just a schnitzel with cheese and tomato on the top of it?
Oh, I'm pretty sure I'm aware of that.
I didn't really make that connection.
Sometimes it has ham on it as well. And sometimes it has eggplant.
Oh, get out.
Oh, it's a good one.
Make me sick.
Trust me. Did you try it one time? Michael, is it pronounced advertisement or advertisement?
It's funny you should ask that. You can actually pronounce it both ways.
Well, maybe you should choose one. Maybe you should stick to it.
This has always been your issue.
You change all the time.
I don't change. You say something.
I say advertisement. No, you say advertisement.
Yeah, and I say advertisement. I've never said advertisement.
Well, maybe you should. Because everyone else around here is saying advertisement. No,
if anything, advertisement is the proper way to say it.
Doesn't matter what it's a proper way of saying it. It's what everyone else is doing.
That's the motto of a true-born leader.
Just follow the pack.
Just follow the pack, guys. Hey, Linsman.
Yeah?
Have you ever noticed when you're on an airplane, right?
Yeah.
That there's like, there's the seatbelt light. And then there's no smoking light as well.
Yeah.
Do you reckon there's some guy that always gets on there with like a big pack of cigarettes and he's just waiting for that light to turn off?
Oh man, that's pretty funny.
Outro! And that is it for another week on the Snitch and Lens podcast. It has been an absolute pleasure.
But now we're keen to get out of the studio because we're really hungry.
Really hungry. I mean, you know the fact that I brought up Palmers in the meditation?
Now I'm really hungry for a Palmer.
Yeah. I knew I'd get inside your head.
Let's go to Cheers Bar.
I inceptioned you.
You did. So
that's what
you
I did.
You did. You inceptioned me. And now I just want it.
Drilled a little hole in your head and put a little bit of Palmer in there.
It's like you sung a song and then I start singing it repeatedly.
Mm, exactly. Just like greased lightning.
Do, do. Do, 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 do.
I got chills, they're multiplying, and I'm losing control, cause the power you're supplying is electrifying.
See you next week.
For all the videos and pictures, check out snitchandlens.com.
Starling News, Michael.
We literally got in. Startling news, Michael. It's three words in. And he's gone. And
okay, go on.
And it's gone.
As Liz is... Can we raise the table just a little bit? Just raise it.
I can't talk with the table that low.
Yeah, I was like... Okay. Taking it from the top.
How long have you been teaching for?
8 weeks.
8 weeks. You've already learnt your lesson.
I've snapped.
Hey,
I've
there you go. It makes you a good teacher if you've already learnt your lesson.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I've learnt the lesson. They've taught me.
Yeah, they've taught you.
Yeah,
yeah. A teacher teaches a student. The student becomes a teacher.
That's it?
I don't, what?
Let's take it again. Snitch, mate. Hollywood pranks are happening.
Stop being so sick.